G'day there, everyone. Repco Supercars Weekly, Aaron Noonan. Great to be with you on this Tuesday, August the 3rd, as we have a look at the latest and greatest in the Repco Supercars Championship. And, well, at the moment, pause. We're stuck. We're waiting in a holding pattern to get back to racing, but at least we've got a little bit of a pathway forward with some dates, a revised calendar announced very recently. If you haven't caught up with it, a few changes. We won't be going racing in the Repco Supercars Championship until the start of October, and it won't be at Mount Panorama. In fact, October 2 to 3 at Winton Motor Raceway is the slated return date for the Supercars Championship after going into something of a hiatus off the back of the double up round in Townsville, with COVID situations in New South Wales and Queensland have seen the calendar be changed. Of course, Queensland Raceway at the end of August was on the schedule, but unfortunately things have moved very quickly and have changed. So that one is off. On, off. It's like a light switch, isn't it? It's just the nature of things at the moment. So to revise with you the Repco Supercars Championship calendar as it sits, Winton will be the next round on October 2 to 3. October 23-24 is still officially to be confirmed. That is the weekend that was slated for the MotoGP race at Phillip Island. It is expected that Phillip Island will fill that slot, so Victorian fans will get a double dose of Supercars action on the run-up to the Repco Bathurst 1000, which is scheduled at the moment for November 4 to 7. The Sydney Supernight event at Sydney Motorsport Park has moved to November 19 to 21, and the Boost Mobile Gold Coast 500 remains in place December 3 to 5, as it was on the original calendar. So a few things to change around there. Of course, you can jump on our website, v8sleuth.com.au, to keep abreast of the latest and greatest in any more calendar changes in the upcoming weeks and months. Of course, the Dunlop Super 2 Series will run at a majority of those rounds to fill up their season, given they've only done three rounds so far. Now, the big thing that this all could mean is we might get the champ back. Scott McLaughlin, every inch a chance now, if he can get back to Australia in enough time for Bathurst. In October, he wasn't going to make it because the last race of the IndyCar series of the season in Long Beach was too close to Bathurst in terms of the 2-week quarantine period that he would have had to have served. So therefore, Alex Davison's been on standby to join the team as the sub in case McLaughlin couldn't be here. But with Bathurst now moving to a later date, there's time for him to run at Long Beach, do his 2 weeks, and then be clear to run at Mount Panorama. So, of course, all the processes of hotel quarantine and getting a flight and all of the relevant things that are required to get into the country need to be followed. But then the question is, who does Scotty Mac drive with? Of course, we know him driving the number 17, which is now the Will Davison number, but it's the crew, Ludo Lacroix and the like, on the Anton Di Pasquale car, car number 11, that was working with McLaughlin. Of course, Richard Harris, who worked with Scott, is now engineer for Will. So really interesting scenario. Ryan Story saying this week that there he's a bit coy on his lineups. That's all to be revealed in terms of who goes with who. Remember, Tony Delberto is their longtime endurance signing. He's done a wonderful job for them for many years now. He's the other driver in the mix here. So is it Anton and Tony and Will and Scott, or is it Anton and Scott and Will and Tony? We'll find out in the fullness of time as we tick down towards the Repco Bathurst 1000. It is slated for November 4 to 7. Now, speaking of the future, beyond this year, somewhere next year and the year after that, Gen 3 of supercars is something that a lot of people have been talking a lot about. And we saw and heard in recent times last week at Queensland Raceway, part of a ride day that some of the teams were out there performing with corporate guests and sponsors and VIPs, that there was a bit of Gen 3 Chev engine testing going on in a TA2 car. A V8 Sleuth listener, reader, follower, call it what you will, with podcasts and websites, sent us a video that included plenty of noise. Have a listen to this. This might just be a little taste. Of course, it's not the final version, still testing these engines, but just to give you a taste, this is what it sounded like. definitely a bit of meat in that one. A little bit different to the crisp supercar 5-litre V8 racing engines that we've become so accustomed to since this category began in the early 90s. But nevertheless, is it going to bring the noise? Is it going to sound good, look good, feel good? Yeah, it didn't sound too bad to me. I think that's a pretty good scenario, but of course, plenty of testing and plenty of things to be done. Water to go under the bridge before the Gen 3 supercars hit the track for testing and, of course, for racing in the future. It's a topic that a lot of fans are really interested to know where it's going and how it is going to get there. Tell you what's coming soon too, Father's Day, early September. It's, 4 weeks away. It's starting to tick along pretty quickly here. Jump on board to our website, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. We've got some new release titles, some stuff that's discounted, some books to come soon. Neil Crompton's book's not far away. The Perkins Engineering Car History book's only a few months away. We've got a new book out, Supercars, by former muscle car editor Luke West. It's a nice compilation of the last 20-odd years of supercars racing. That's one to add to the bookshelves. Jump on our website now. I've got a bunch of cool pre-owned stuff as well. Race programs, magazines, rare books, something for everybody. Have a click through the website, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Now, on this day on Repco Supercars Weekly, winding back the clock, August the 3rd, 1997, the final round of the Shell Australian Touring Car Championship at Oran Park Raceway, Glenn Seaton claiming his second ATCC title in the Ford Credit Falcon EL, the very car that was up for sale for auction on the weekend. Haven't seen and heard a final sale number on that one, but interesting to see. I think the bidding tapped out in the low 500s, but nevertheless a cool piece of history that hopefully someone adds to their collection. Of course, Glenn won the round. Peter Brock was saying farewell to, full-time championship racing. Of course, the Enduros were still to come that year. And he looked on target, didn't he, to win the round overall. He had pole. He won the first race. He was second to Alan Jones in race two. And then he had a delaminated tyre in the third race. Had to limp home and finished in 12th place in the last race and was off the podium for the round. Greg Murphy won the round overall from Seaton, and Tony Longhurst also standing with him on the podium to round out the championship that year, of course, in the days where the endurance races weren't part of the championship. Two guys who were very little back then, but they are now permanent members of the Repco Supercars Championship family, have birthdays today. Happy birthday to Cam Waters from Tickford Racing, driver of the number 6 Monster Energy Mustang, and Tim Slade from Cool Drive Racing celebrates a birthday as well, born on the same day, August the 3rd, a couple of years apart, those two, Tim Slade and Cam Waters. Don't forget The Garage. Head to repco.com.au/thegarage.co.nz for our Kiwi friends. It's your go-to place for all things supercars and motoring, exclusive content, special guests, and the chance to win amazing track experience as well. repco.com.au/thegarage. Now, tomorrow, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco is back in action. It's a Q&A episode. We've been stacking up the Qs. We're going to give you some A's, answers to questions. Will Dale will be with me for the next episode of the pod. It drops at midday on Wednesday. Hope you can join us to have a listen in. Keep the questions flowing. We'll do another one of them soon. We've had some great guests. Thanks for the feedback on Marcus Ambrose. I love chatting with him, and it sounds like you've all loved listening to Marcus and his views. Love to go part two with him somewhere down the track. Anyway, that's Repco Supercars Weekly done for today. Drop the pod tomorrow at midday. Make sure you sign up so you get the notifications. Leave us a review too. Love to hear what you think of all of our pods and what we're up to. In the meantime, though, thanks again for listening. We'll chat to you soon with another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly.